Hello and welcome to the Watchman Church Security Podcast. I'm your host, Brian LeMaster. For those of you who are not aware, I've run a team for over a decade, and I know the issues that your team is likely to face. Today is episode number 4, and this is on selecting team leaders and assistant team leaders. My purpose in the broadcast today is to help you to select the right team leaders for your church security team. It is my honest belief that there are a number of teams out there who do not have the right people leading the team. Many teams are led by people who were asked to put a team together or by people they thought should be leading the team. Today I'm going to tell you the attributes that you should be looking for, and I'm here to tell you that many of these things go against what you think they should be. Now, I care about each and every one of you listening, and I want you to have the best possible team and to be effective in protecting your flock at your facility. All right, I want to kick this off by saying that just because someone has law enforcement or military experience does not automatically mean that they should be leading the team or even be on the team. This is a common misconception, and I want to set the record straight before I go on. I've had many close friends in law enforcement and with military experience, and I'm by no means am I trying to be disrespectful. I've had people from both backgrounds work for me as instructors, and they were good at what they did. However, it was because they were the right fit for what needed to be taught, and they were also teachable and had the right mindset for being an instructor. Now, you have to understand that I am very picky when it comes to instructors, mainly because I have a reputation to uphold. And contrary to popular belief, most people in law enforcement are not security experts and actually know very little about church security. Yes, you heard me right. Very few law enforcement experts know anything about church security, okay? Now, I would say that military personnel are a little more skilled in security, but not necessarily church security. For the most part, over the years, I found that military people are easier to work with than law enforcement because of law enforcement's egos. Yes, I've said law enforcement's egos. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of good Leos out there, but I stopped teaching law enforcement based courses because of the egos involved years ago. Too often, men didn't have the correct mindset for learning and would not listen to what we were saying. Now, I'm going to say that most of the law enforcement officers that I've trained in church security were much better to work with for some reason. Maybe their heart was in the right place. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just their personality, so on and so forth. But I'm here to tell you that law enforcement are some of the hardest people in the world to teach. And it's because of egos. And of course, it's probably the males. Now, another common misconception is that Leos are highly trained. Okay, so Leos are law enforcement officers, and people tend to believe that cops are highly trained. Now, I'm going to tell you that my experience has been over the years, that's not true. If you really want to know the truth, a lot of departments' training is based upon what they can afford. So they might get some second or third rate trainer due to budget limitations. Yes, it's all about the dollar. It's also a known fact that a lot of, if not most, departments only shoot once or twice a year. And I've trained a lot of law enforcement over the years, and most of them, that's how they train. So how in the world can they become firearms experts if they only shoot once or twice a year? I mean, if you shoot every month, then you're more of an expert with firearms than a law enforcement officer, right? Maybe, maybe not, okay? Let's be real. Now, let me tell you a story real fast. I have a good friend of mine that I've known for the past 30-plus years, and he was in law enforcement. He's a high-ranking martial artist, and he's very skilled. He's also one of the few people in the world that I would personally consider really, really good at a combat martial art. In addition, he's been on presidential details. He has protected wealthy individuals around the globe for over 3 decades. So my friend and I were talking a couple years ago about church security, and he began to tell me that he won't hire cops or martial arts guys. He proceeded to tell me that he won't hire cops because they have the wrong mindset and that they're trained to be a reactionary force and not a preventative force. And, as I stated earlier, he mentioned something about this. Guess what it is? Egos. Now, he went on to say that he won't hire martial arts guys because they think that they can fight their way out of things. I laughed and I said, "Did you hear what you just said? You were a cop and you are a highly skilled martial arts guy." He just chuckled and said, "Yeah, that's what I said." I fully understood and agreed with what he was saying. Now, I shared that story with you because here is someone who is one of the best people in the world in executive protection. He won't hire cops because they're not a good fit in most cases. Now, I'm not telling you not to allow someone with a current or past law enforcement or military experience on your team. I think that it really depends on the person's mindset and where their heart is. I just want you to be aware not to include someone just because they have that type of work, okay? Now, what I will say is that after listening to this podcast, and you have no other good options, then someone with law enforcement or military experience may, and I repeat, may be your best option. However, do not get hung up on the fact that they were selected first and that they should remain in that role as team leader, because someone might come along that's a better fit at a later time. I want to talk about team leader attributes. So when you're looking for a team leader, here are some things that you want to think about. First of all, you want someone that's a leader. This is one of the most important characteristics because anybody can shoot a gun, follow a direction, etc. It takes the right kind of person to lead others. A team leader does not have to be a tactical expert, but someone else on the team may possess those characteristics. I know that on our SWAT team, that the team leader didn't have the greatest tactical skills, and some of the team members did, and they usually taught the training. Okay, but somebody on your team needs to be skilled at tactics. That would help out a bunch. A team leader should be level-headed and should be able to deal with a variety of situations. Of course, there's going to be some politics on your team. It's unavoidable. And the team leader needs to have a good head on their shoulders. They also need to be trustworthy. That is, a man of their word, and integrity is paramount. If you cannot trust your team leader, then you're going to have some serious issues. Your team leader also needs to be a good communicator, because you don't want someone who cannot say what needs to be said. If an issue needs to be addressed as a team or at the individual level, that's what needs to be done. Yes, some of these people might be your friends, but this is life and death stuff, and if you cannot tell your friends that they need to step up and do better, or whatever the issue may be, then you probably do not need to be in the team leader role or whoever it might be. The team leader needs to be a quick thinker, someone who is able to make split-second decisions without hesitation, someone who's going to enforce the policies, such as attendance training, getting kids out of the children's area, etc. Someone who is going to do whatever it takes to get the job done and deal with the fallout afterwards. Now, your team should have they need to have a team leader, at least one assistant team leader, possibly two or three, depending upon the size of the team you are going to have. Your assistant team leaders should be the next best choice to the team leader. The only difference between the team leader and the assistant team leaders is that the team leader was the best choice for that leadership position for whatever reason. Team leader responsibilities. The team leader is responsible for the team overall. The team leader will take full responsibility for his or her actions or the team's actions. Any other route is a coward's route. If a team member is not performing or holding up to their level of commitment, it is your job to address it accordingly as team leader. To address the individual or people in private first. So basically, if you have a problem with somebody, you're going to pull them to the side and talk with them, and maybe even have an assistant team leader there with you to address the issue. Now, if that doesn't work, then you know, you're going to have to figure something out. But now, a team leader needs to pray about decisions before you make any. Napoleon said, "There are no poor units, only poor commanders." So again, going back to team leader attributes. As a team leader, you need to figure out what motivates each person and build on that. Team leader must maintain team unity. A team leader must also be responsible for scheduling training and notifying team members of the dates and times. Scheduling team members for all services and activities, public relations, documentation of training and incidents. A team leader can delegate some duties, but they are ultimately responsible for the team. A team leader must admit when they're wrong and let the team know it. Everyone on the team has to respect you and trust you with their lives. If only one person doesn't trust or respect you, it will cause everything else to fall apart. Now, ask the assistant team leaders and team leaders what they think about something. Okay, so you maybe have an idea or whatever. You know, throw it out there to everybody. People want to be a part of decision making. Now, there are some things that just the team leaders are going to have to, you know, pretty much say that's the way it is, so on and so forth. But as often as possible, include your people in on some decisions. Another thing about being a team leader is, what does the team feel that they need the most help with? Some, it might be firearms training, some it might be verbal tactics, and some it might be room entries, so on and so forth. So what do they need to work on? What do they think they need to work on? What do you think they need to work on? Now, let's keep the training focused and on task. I've been doing this a long time, and people will what if all the day. They will what if all day, and it'll turn into a big discussion all day long with no training getting done, and you need to just cut that off before it gets too stupid. Team evaluations must, the team leader must conduct an evaluation of the team every 6 months or so from the team leader's perspective and from the team's perspective. This will help them feel like their input is important. So basically, when you're evaluating a team, make them do a little bit of a, what am I trying to say here, evaluation of the team from their perspective and their own individual abilities. Now, assistant team leader responsibilities are to follow and support the guidance of the team leader, perform the duties that are requested by the team leader, and ATLs, assistant team leaders, can take over if something happens to the team leader or the team leader is absent. The ATLs must also be able to make a quick judgment call and own the responsibility of the call that they made. The team must know that you are one as leaders. If you do not display this to them, they will question the integrity of you and the team. Now, if one or more of the assistant team leaders feel that for some reason the team leader is not taking the team in the right direction, or the team leader is not fulfilling their duty as a team leader, and they've addressed the issues with the team leader, and he or she is non-responsible and or unreasonable, the ATLs may need to go to the pastor and leaders of the church and present their concerns, okay? But if possible, both the team lead and the assistant team leader should get more training and then train the team. And of course, you know, we know that a lot of you are dealing with the small budgets. Remember, this is not about you. It is about the lives of the people who need your protection. Be responsible. Be a team. Represent Jesus to your team and others. For those of you who have stepped up and made the decision to be a watchman, I want to personally thank you for doing so, because not everyone is called to do this, and it takes a special type of person to do this type of ministry. As church security personnel, we have to protect those who do not want protection, and those who do not see the need for protection. That's the reality of what we do. Not everyone's going to appreciate what we do. In fact, many are going to dislike us. However, we're not here to be liked, acknowledged, praised, etc. We are here to protect the flock. Bottom line. If you're listening to this and you're broadcasting, you're currently looking to get a team up and running, or you have a team in operation but you're looking for more training, then be sure to visit our website at www.ministry-of-defense.com for on-site training and church security conferences. Now, also we have the Watchmen DVD series, which is about 8.5 hours long, as well as an interactive online training program. So you can check those out on the website. Anyone who is serious about this ministry is going to want to further their skill set. They want to become better. They seek that knowledge. And we feel that we do a great job at providing you the edge that you need to protect the flock, because we don't just teach church security like a lot of other trainers. I've run a team for over a decade, and I know the challenges you face, and I know the skills that you need. Why in the world would you go to someone for training who does not have the experience of being on a team? It just doesn't make sense to me. Good training costs a lot of money, folks. I hope that you understand the concept that you get what you pay for, and that's true in church security as well. No one who knows what they're doing and has a truly effective plan is going to do this for cheap. I can tell you that our training is probably the most expensive out there for hands-on training. However, I can also tell you that few people come close to the quality of training that we offer. Now, some of you might be thinking right now, well, why are you charging for church security? Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why do you pay for an electrician to come and work in your facility? Why do you pay people to build your church? The good Lord told me to do this and charge for it. That's the bottom line. Now, I want to tell you that if you're paying less than $150 a day for training per person, that you're probably not getting quality training. Yeah, I know. That sounds expensive. But I've seen a lot of trainers over the years, and I've in a wide variety of training venues, and that's the minimum that I see quality professional training being offered for. That is the minimum that when I go to look for training, that I'm willing to pay for quality training. Okay, I mean, if it's any less than that, they're probably not worth it. And I'll tell you, I've been to classes where it costs less, and honestly, they were a joke. Lives are on the line here, people, and you cannot place a dollar value on that. Now, I'm not saying I haven't worked with some churches in the past on pricing, and I will do that to the best of my ability. It is what it is. I'm just telling you that because even if we don't get your business, I want your team to get quality training. I've traveled coast to coast and taken classes, all of which are in the starting price range of what I just quoted. Now, we'll come and teach you with some hands-on training if you want. Just be sure to contact us and we'll be glad to come to you. Now, even if you don't choose us to train with, and you have a question or anything that we can help you out with, I've helped a lot of churches out over the years with questions and challenges, etc. I have no problem doing that, even though I don't make a dime off of it. We're all in this together, and that's what matters. Now, if you need any Kydex holsters, mag pouches, light carriers, etc., be sure to visit our website. We give a 30% discount for those who are on church security teams, and that website is modernwarriorconcealment.com. Once again, that's modernwarriorconcealment.com. Another thing that I want to mention is that if you're in Indiana, Ohio, there's a training group that I belong to that offers professional training at a great price. For example, pistol classes, shotgun classes, carbine, precision rifle, medical classes, etc. Now, they're not necessarily church security related, but they can and will help you become better at a lot of things for a really great price. Go to www.7ccrt.org. Once again, that's www.7ccrt.org. And do me a favor, if you decide to sign up, please use my name as the one who sent or referred you. Once again, my name's Brian LeMaster, L.A. Master, Brian with an I. So Brian LeMaster, and I'm out of Richmond, Indiana. All right, folks, that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, and until next time, train hard, train often, and most of all, train realistically.